Hello, everybody. This is your Bible session of Talks at the Cross, the official podcast of the Cross Point Church. We're very happy to be able to come at you again today through this platform with our Bible session. Every Monday, we give you a short Bible session. We continue to ask you to pray, share, like, and subscribe to our channel. These short Bible studies are with the purpose of edifying and blessing those who love the Word of God and who want the Word of God in their life. We remind you that the Word of God is what gives us faith, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. We ask you to continue to pray for the Cross Point Church, that God continue to bless us on this new assignment here in Arizona. We thank all of you for your prayers and your support. We ask you to continue to open up your heart as we bring forth this Bible session today. And today's topic is very important. Last week we spoke a little bit on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And today we are going to be talking about what every majority of the churches spoke on this Sunday, Palm Sunday, or the Triumphant Entry Sunday that the Christian world celebrates. And, you know, I want to say with all due respect, we sometimes emphasize, like I said last week, a lot on this Easter week, this Passion Week. Matter of fact, we truly say that this Palm Sunday is the beginning of the Passion Week, the week where the days right before Jesus was crucified on the cross. And we really emphasize at least once a year this week, Palm Sunday, the Passion Week. And we really talk about, the triumphant entry. But I want to go and as we consider this very prophetic entry. And Palm Sunday is something that in the Bible was prophesied. And we see it was prophesied by the prophet Zechariah many years before it happened. It was a prophetic. And it is something that makes us understand that the Word of God is the truth. And this is why it's so important that we understand that every single event that is biblically written, it was written with a purpose. And there is some spiritual meaning and prophetic meaning to everything that God gives us through His Word. And we're going to be reading in Matthew verse 20, chapter 21, verse 4, where it says that this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying to the daughter of Zion, "Behold, your king is coming to you humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, and the foal of a beast of burden." This prophecy was cited in Zechariah 9:9 and also in Isaiah 62:11. We can see that this prophetic word was already prophesied that the king was going to go into Jerusalem. The irony of all things, and let me just set the stage, we see it in Matthew 21, as Jesus approached Jerusalem right before he goes into close to the Mount of Olives. Jesus told two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of us." And he said, "Once you find a donkey there with her coat, by her," it says, "untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." It took place to fulfill that was spoken by the prophet. And as we say, to daughter of Zion, "See, your king comes to you gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and got did as Jesus had instructed. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their clothes on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks and on the road, while others cut branches from trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna is the highest heaven." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked him, "Who is this the crowds answered, "This is he, Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." He says, on the heels of this triumphant entry, we see the crowds throwing down their cloaks, and I see him throwing down leaves and branches, palm branches. They were recognizing and saying that he was a king. The king was going into the city of Jerusalem. The great event was a prophetic event, like I say, that one of the events that maybe we don't understand the significance, and this is why the enemy it would like for us to think that it was a historical event and it ended there and that's it. But let me emphasize one thing. It was not only an event in history, it was a prophetic event prophesied many years, and it was an eternal event that would change the history of all mankind, where Jesus enters into Jerusalem and he is crowned the king. He is crowned a king. He had a triumphant entry. And yet the king did not, he came in humbly. The people crowned him, maybe with the wrong motivation. Maybe they thought, since the Roman Empire was oppressing them, that the king of the Jews was coming in to set him free from the dominion of the Roman Empire. But yet they did not see it. And we see that Jesus himself prophesied that they were not able to understand this prophetic event and this word that was given by Zechariah and the prophet Isaiah, the Messianic prophet. They did not understand that this Palm Sunday, as we celebrate, was the beginning of the change of history, that for all mankind, the king, not only of Israel, of Jerusalem, but the King of Kings was establishing his kingdom and was coming in to demonstrate and fulfill the prophetic word that was said many years before. Now you might say, brother or pastor, what does that have to do with me? But I must say with all due respect that one of the greatest deceptions of the enemy is that he would like you not to understand who the King of Kings is, who the Lord of Lords is. And this is why when we see Paul write in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 55, when Jesus Christ was able to conquer death, and when Jesus Christ was able to be able to take the keys of hell from the devil. And he said, "Oh death, where is your victory? Oh death, where is your sting?" In other words, Paul was recognizing that Jesus had overcome death. And this is why it's so important that we understand that yes, Jesus rode in on a donkey to fulfill the Old Testament. It was common for kings or important people by a profession riding on a beast, on a donkey, and it symbolized peace. Those who rode with them showed that they came with a peaceful intention. Jesus even then reminded us that he is the Prince of Peace. So one of the greatest things that we see in this prophetic word from Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, that God was prophesying that Jesus was going to come in and come in to establish his kingdom in peace. Yet so many people have, like I said, celebrated Palm Sunday, and yet they celebrated on Sunday, and they forget that Jesus is not only king on Sunday or on Palm Sunday, but he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords forevermore. And this is where I want to emphasize that the importance of celebrating Palm Sunday or the triumphant entry Sunday is not just to celebrate that event, but to celebrate that we have a king that is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as in Revelation chapter 19, verse 6 says that it was written on his thigh. Here is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So I say, when people shouted Hosanna, they were exalting Christ as King. The word actually means save now. This word Hosanna, that's what this word means. And through their own minds, they wanted a earthly thing. But God had a different way or a different idea of bringing true salvation to all those who would trust him. And then it said there, we see this phrase in the Psalms 118, verse 26. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So we see a lot of prophecy, a lot of prophetic word being fulfilled that day of the triumph, of that day, that Palm Sunday. But I must say, with all your knowledge that you might have with the Word of God, that Jesus was King of Kings before this triumphant entry to Jerusalem. Yes, he took a flesh. He incarnated. But let me tell you that Jesus is God, and Jesus is God manifested in the flesh. And the Bible tells us that we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved, as Romans 10:9 says. The Bible says that Jesus wept for Jerusalem. In the midst of the phrase, of this praise in the moment, he knew his heart that they wouldn't be long. It would be a week that the same people that were shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed he that cometh in the name of the Lord, would betray him and would be yelling a state of Hosanna, Hosanna. They would be yelling, crucify him, crucify him. His head, heart was broke. And the Bible says that he wept. Jesus wept for Jerusalem. My brother, my sister, I have a lot of experience and seeing how people can betray you, how people can do you wrong. But yet Jesus knew that he had to fulfill the scriptures. He knew that he had to fulfill this assignment. And we see that during this week of Passion, when one of the days that he went and he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he said, Father, if I could do I have to take this stuff? If you could just, he felt the pressure. The Bible says that he sweated blood. And this is something that we must understand, that Jesus knew that these same people would yell the Hosanna, honored him as king, would be the ones yelling, crucify him and crucify him. But yet on the cross, we see the King of Kings and Lord of Lords said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. In chapter 19, verse 41 and 42, he says, as he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, if you even had known on this day what would bring you a peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. I want to emphasize, it was hidden from your eyes. They did not know, they did not comprehend that the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, was going into their city. So Palm Sunday is a reminder that the reign of Christ is greater than any earthly king could ever exist. The mind of man could never conceive the plan. Man looked for someone to fight their battles in the present day. Yet God had an ultimate plan of sending his son to fight the final battle over death. Did you hear what I said? The final battle over death. It was so important that Jesus overcome death, for the wages of sin of death, but the gift of God is eternal life. This is the greatness of why we celebrate this week, because Christ's ultimate sacrifice, so we could be set free from the wages of sin, from condemnation, So this is why it's so important that as we celebrate this important event, Palm Sunday, or the Triumphant Sunday, that we remember that Jesus Christ not only is King of Jerusalem, but he is King of kings and Lord of lords of all those who accept him as their personal Savior. That's why in John 11:25, Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection, the life, and he who believeth in me will live even if he dies." What a promise. What a promise, my brother, my sister. We have so much to be grateful this week. The enemy knows that. And this is why I've always said that two of the events the enemy hates the most is the birth of Jesus Christ, and yet the burial, the cross, the burial, and the resurrection are the events that the enemy hates, because that's where he was totally defeated. So I want to remind you that this Passion Week, starting this Monday, it is a reminder to us that the King of Kings and Lord of Lords entered Jerusalem one Sunday, but yet his kingdom is eternal, and his kingdom, that's why he is the King of Kings. And this is so much that the enemy fights. I can guarantee that a lot of us had a hard week. I've always said that the enemy attacks the most in these events, especially this Easter session, this Easter events of, you know, the Passover. And, you know, it's not a coincidence that the Passover and the crucifixion all came around at the same time. And the Passover represented the people of God being liberated from Egypt. But now we see that Jesus Christ came to deliver the world of the sin. And this is why I say it is so important to understand totally and comprehend these events that we celebrate. Now, let us choose to focus on worshiping our Lord and our King, thanking him for the gift of his sacrifice, celebrating the power of resurrection, the new life that we have found in him. Grace is what we celebrate. Thanks be to God for this indescribable gift. In 2 Corinthians 9:15, we see that Paul describes it in this way. And this is why I say that the Bible says that God said to his people, he prophesied to them that they should rejoice because the King of Kings was coming in, and he was coming in to let them know that he is King. Like I said before, the enemy wants you to forget who your King is. But today I'm here to remind you that just as God has manifested his power in your life, he is still our King. No matter what, his kingdom is established, and his kingdom cannot be taken. His kingdom cannot be destroyed, because the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, it is a King that has all the power and all the authority in heaven and in earth. So the Bible says in John 12, verse 12 to 19, the next day the great crowd that had come to the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him and shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Listen to that. Blessed is the King of Israel. Jesus found a young donkey and sat on, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter of Zion. Your King is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." We see in Luke 19 that God described all these prophetic events. So what am I trying to establish today? That yes, we celebrate Palm Sunday as a triumphant Sunday that Jesus Christ came into Jerusalem. But more than that, Palm Sunday is a reminder to all believers that Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And when we recognize this, the enemy gets upset because he knows that when we have accepted Jesus Christ in our lives, we have accepted his sacrifice on the cross. We have accepted, we have believed in him. We have accepted his resurrection. We have accepted his propitiation, his redemption. And this is why the enemy hates us, to recognize that this Palm Sunday, this triumphant entry, is just an event that all fulfill prophetic word in the material, but in the spiritual, it was already established that Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Praise God. And why is this important, my brother? Because this is the way that we must remind ourselves that Christ is the King. The Word of God tells us that Jesus is the King. Number two, the prophetic word was fulfilled that Jesus was going to ride in a donkey, as Zechariah 9:9 had prophetically was written. And we see that when people shouted Hosanna, that was another proof that they recognized, they acknowledged that Christ was the King. And now I want to emphasize that word that says Hosanna, which means save us now. They were crying out to Jesus to save them. It is a sad thing that the same people that shouted out, save us now, Hosanna, Hosanna, were saying, crucify, crucify him. But we see that the greatest description of love when Christ was on the cross and he shouted to them, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We see it come full circle when we see that the King of Kings, yes, he was crowned a king, but now his crown was going to be a crown of thorns. His crown was going to be smeared with blood. And that blood, that precious blood of Jesus Christ that set us free, that precious blood that was shed by his, those thrown, that crown of thorns on his head, those nails that pierced his hands and his feet, that sword that pierced his side. Oh, my brother, my sister, it was a prophetic word saying that, yes, the king was going to suffer. Yes, he had come in peace, but he was fulfilling the greatest, greatest call to become the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The enemy hates to hear this, but I got to tell you, the Word of God established us that the crown of the Lord, his crown, he did not need to be crowned because he was already the King of Kings. But oh, what the Bible tells us, that when he wept for Jerusalem, he wept because he knew what was going to happen in a week's time or in a few days' time. So my brother, today, I want to remind you, yes, we celebrated Palm Sunday. And yes, next Sunday will be celebration, Easter or Resurrection Sunday or Passover. But I want to tell you that before all this happened, we need to remind ourselves every day who is the King of Kings and who is the Lord of Lords. Don't do it just on Sunday. Don't do it just on Easter Sunday. Don't do it just on Palm Sunday. Do it every day of your life. Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, I want to emphasize that we have in the Bible so many scriptures that prove that Jesus is the King of Kings, that he is our high priest. We see it in the Old Testament where even the prophets, we see that, you know, even in Daniel, that he was recognized, he was acknowledged as the King, as the Lord of Lords. So what am I trying to say today? Yes, we celebrate this triumphant entry of Jesus, but it must be a celebration that lasts us forever, not only on Palm Sunday. We must remember that every day that we have an opportunity, we must celebrate the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Lord has established his throne in heaven and his kingdom rules over all. Psalms 103:19 says, And now David understood this, and he proclaimed it. It says, David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly, saying, praise to you, Lord, the God of our father and Israel, for everlasting to everlasting. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor. For everything in heaven and earth is yours. Lord is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 10 through 12. What a powerful verse. We come to a close now by letting you know that Jesus came and said in Matthew 28, 18, he said to them, and all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. What was he saying there? He was acknowledging that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So I close today by reminding you, don't ever let the devil downplay the essence of your King. Don't let him ever take the place of giving you an opportunity to give honor to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I praise the Lord because he is my King. And one of the things that I want to read to close this verse, in the sight of God who gives life, and everything of Christ Jesus who was testifying before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession, says, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and the only ruler, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who alone is immortal. He lives unapproachable, light which no one has seen or can see. To him be honor and might forever. 1 Timothy 6, 13 to 16. My brother, my sister, I come to a close by reminding you that Jesus is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And Mr. Devil, I want to tell you, you can never take the place. The devil is always trying to take the place of the King of Kings. He would love for you to worship. He has deceived many with idols. He has deceived many to worship other gods. But blessed be the name of the Lord that his word has revealed to us who is our King, who is our Savior, and who is our God, who is Jesus Christ, our personal Savior. My brother, my sister, I want you to remember that this Palm Sunday is just the beginning of your celebration of every day of your life to remember who your King is and who is the King of Kings. May God bless you. This is your official podcast at the Cross Point Church, Talks at the Cross. We continue to like, share, and remember, Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.